Sports is Fun on CITR 101.9. CITR.
Welcome back, sports fans, to our sports world.
Hi, guys.
Sorry we were gone for so long.
We were on a week hiatus there. How was your reading week, Sean?
It was not great.
No.
I had a midterm during the reading week and a midterm immediately after the reading week, so.
So during the reading week, you partied?
Oh, I mean, it just depends on how you define party.
And how'd it go? How'd the midterm go?
Yeah, so it was a midterm.
Yeah,
it was totally a midterm.
That's, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, I know, I hate when they end up being midterms too. How about you? How'd you do?
Oh, I had a great time. I went down to, I went down to America.
That sounds horrible.
Went down to Portland, Rip City, as they call it in the sports world. Yeah, it was pretty nice. Lovely city.
What'd
all
you do there?
All you listeners who haven't been, check it out.
What did you actually do in the city? What is there to do in Portland?
Well, from what I remember, there's some, you know, you can rent bikes, bike around, you can go eat some good food, and then meet some neat people. It's kind of like half Canadian feeling, half, but it, like you're totally in America at the same time, if that makes any sense at all. Anyway, yeah, great time.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I probably had enough fun for the two of us, so that's good.
Well, that's great.
That is
kind of
my job, right?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Today we got a pretty cool show, I think. Sean and I are going to talk about cutting corners in sports.
We are.
We're going to have on Kanye West as a guest, but he bailed last minute, so no guest today.
No guest now.
Let's get right down to it. We're just hours away in the studio from Fun Drive. It's a week's event, annual event, fundraising for the radio station, so cool people like us can stay on the air and have high-tech stuff. This year we're trying to go digital with it. So we'll get to that at near the end of the show. It's time to talk about sports, I guess.
Well, we are in a sports world, so there are only so many things to talk about in a sports world.
We're just living in it. First segment of the show will be, as is tradition now, for this, we apologize. Only one mistake from the last episode that at least I know of. We butchered the name, as everyone else does, of Milwaukee Bucks young star. I don't know what I said, but 2 weeks ago, but here it is. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Nice.
You say it too?
Me?
Yeah. So Giannis.
Janis.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
There you go.
All right.
We got that now. The one thing I realize about this segment is that how would we know if we make a mistake if we truly think that what we said was true?
Well, I think we have to call on the listeners to email us.
So get on that. I mean, if anyone wants to tell us how wrong we are.
Or how to live our lives.
And we're definitely wrong sometimes. Let us know. We got the mailbag. We'll repeat that sort of towards the end of the show, how you can cut right into us.
Reach out and touch us.
Screwed up. Reach out. anything you want to talk about the last week of sports? I know it was pretty interesting in the NBA.
Want to talk about the bouncy ball?
The Bouncy Ball League, National Bouncy Ball Association.
Yeah.
You go.
Me go?
You go.
Who goes?
You talk.
All right. Well, there was the trade deadline.
There was.
I think I read a stat, 9% of all NBA players switched teams on the trade deadline.
Holy heck.
Yeah, a lot of...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Derrick Rose busted his knee again. Rest in peace, Derrick Rose.
That's pretty huge. This is sort of... an aside, but also the same day or within 24 hours, Patrick Kane is now out for the next 3 months with a broken clavicle. So it is a miserable day for Chicago sports.
Yeah, definitely.
So with Derrick Rose out, you have to sort of discount them as contenders now.
I mean, I don't think he's that integral to their like success.
Integral?
Integral.
There you go.
Yeah, I fixed it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For this, I apologize.
I disagree off the bat. I think he is what puts him over the top.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. Maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. Not. Yeah. He didn't play well enough this year to really...
He was just getting hot.
That's true. No, he could have been the difference maker, but he hadn't hit that level yet. It's not like
he
finally got
some
back.
Some games he was pretty huge.
Here and there. He wasn't their like number one consistent like threat.
I think we can both agree that it's actually quite sad if he never really gets back into the groove of playing a lot of seasons, you know? He was such a good player so early.
I think he's going to be like one of the all-time disappointing athletes just because he was so good. His
best that never was, man.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it just goes to show you every rose has its thorn.
It's true.
Moving on here, I want to mention the World Cup of Cricket. I know you've been watching.
Actually, you know, I've been to a cricket match before in my life.
Really? Where?
In London. I went to South Africa versus England.
Did you have any idea what was going on?
Kind of. I mean, when I was awake, for the portions I was awake.
I hear some games go like 8 hours.
Yeah, no, it just keeps going. I guess there's two different like formats for cricket.
Okay.
And I went to the format that like there's no end in sight. It's just like it goes until it's over. Mm-hmm. And then if they have to call it and move it to the next day, they'll do that. I think we were there on the final day. It got exciting at parts, but there's just a lot of like, imagine going to a baseball game and following the ball is just way easier and you could just follow it off for like hours at a time. That was kind of what my experience was.
It looks as wild, though. I mean, I can't say I totally understand it. But anyhow, here's a fact that is also quite fun. The World Cup of Cricket is the second most viewed television event in the world.
Behind the World Cup?
Behind the World Cup, yeah. So Super Bowl's got nothing on it.
That makes sense. There's only, like, only the U.S. watches the Super Bowl. And then, like, you know, 10 people in Canada watch. And then, you know, probably one representative from each other.
Just really region. Puts a perspective on things, you know? We, us North Americans don't exactly, we're not as cool as we think.
Who run the world?
We're not too big to lose at TV viewings.
How did the North American team do at cricket?
I don't think there is one.
Yeah, no, that was...
Oh, that was a joke.
Yeah, that was...
Okay, apparently also India-Pakistan's like the big in cricket is the biggest rivalry in the world in sports.
Really?
Mm-hmm. India and New Zealand, for the record, are tops in their pools right now.
That makes a lot of sense that India and Pakistan, like, let's not get into murky waters, but
let's
like,
not.
Yeah, it makes sense.
This is still just episode four. So.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense, especially if they're both good. You know, they share a border. Most countries that share a border have some kind of testy history. And
yeah, that's true. Just look at Canada and America.
Yeah, War of 1812.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whenever that was.
Yeah.
anyhow, let's take a little break.
I think
and
it was
we'll
in the winter.
And then we'll come back with a nice talk.
All right.
El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramirez Show, Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. at the 101.9 FM, CITR.
And we're back.
It's time to talk about what we were going to talk about. Let's deliver here. we're going to talk about cutting corners in sports.
Yeah, cheating.
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 Or
a strong word.
Asterisk prompting, whatever have you. So the most, let's just kick it off now. The most prevalent method of cutting corners in sports that I can think of is steroids.
Yeah.
People do them.
People do them.
I wonder what I know the first really big case of steroid abuse was Ben Johnson back in the Olympics, the Canadian runner.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's probably one. Of course, there's something that happened before, but that always sticks out to me as the, you know, he's an Olympic sprinter, and you know he takes steroids to get bigger. But now you look at like people like Usain Bolt, and they're tiny. There's no way he's on steroids.
Well, I mean,
This guy was like a house of a man.
You know, I'm not trying to accuse Usain Bolt of being on steroids because I don't think he is. But
and he might be listening to the show.
Yeah, and we'd love to have you on the show, Usain. But
yeah.
I think the thing is that if athletes are still using steroids, and I'm sure many are, that they're probably not using the same substances. So maybe...
No.
So even though someone doesn't look big like someone might have 15 years ago doing certain steroids, they might still be on something, some other chemical.
Yeah.
Or
oh, for sure.
Know. So the eye test doesn't always prove, you know.
No, you're
like,
right.
Like HGH. HGH lets you heal quicker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it so you can work out more. It doesn't actually make your working out more effective. It's just your muscles repair quicker. So,
however, you have to admit, it's like when you look at baseball, when you look at like classic players like Barry Bonds, he's hit more home runs than anyone, and he did most of it, if not all of it, on steroids.
Right.
So it gives you an advantage.
Oh, definitely.
And if not everyone's doing it, then I guess you and if it's against the rules, then it's totally an unfair advantage.
Well, it's game theory, right?
Yeah, it's totally game theory. But I mean, where's the line really? Because I'm like, think back to the what is it, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire?
Yeah, like the late 90s.
That just like rejuvenated baseball. They were both on roids.
Yep.
They were both just crushing the ball every night, and it was, I mean, I've seen it in like old ESPN films, because unfortunately I'm not old enough to really remember that kind of stuff. But like it makes for a more exciting game.
Yeah.
So should it even just be allowed? Like, should they just play ball for like 3 to 5 years on roids?
I think the main reason, like, there's an argument for that because it makes it a more interesting thing to watch, so it's a better product.
I think so.
But I mean, I don't think you can I don't think any major sporting league can come out and advocate the use of steroids because of what it says to like kids who want to be athletes.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. The thing you're advising kid, you're saying, look at these guys, they made it because, you know, and they do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but isn't it like the way isn't it just so disappointing when, you know, every year someone comes out as like using steroids, some like one of your heroes comes out and it's like, yeah, A-Rod's actually done everything he did. Yeah, A-Rod's no one's hero, and every year it's someone new, and every time it's like, like, you know, I knew this day would come, but it still hurts.
Yeah, but I mean, most of the people that come out and say they've done steroids are people that have been retired for like 10 years, so I think we're talking about like the same era. It's like, I think the steroid era... It's
definitely still happening.
It's like 1996 until like 2005, and then around then, leagues started to get stricter, especially baseball, because that's where it was most prevalent.
That's the steroid game,
Their testing is way better now than it ever was, and I think there's way less steroid usage in baseball now than, you know, since steroids became a thing. I think baseball is a relatively clean game now, actually. But if you look at other sporting
leagues...
I don't know.
Look at, like the past MVPs, even of the last, like, 5-10 years. A-Rod, Joey Votto.
Joey Votto has never been accused of doing steroids.
Oh, sorry, Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun. But he got caught, you know. He didn't...
He still did them.
Yeah. But he got caught the year he did them. You know?
Wasn't it the year after?
It was like in the off season. It was like right at the beginning. But my point is, like, it wasn't like he was able to get away with it for long.
Oh yeah, well, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Yeah, but in sports like, like American football, basketball, the testing is much less intense.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Baseball is kind of it's such a brute sport too, because it's like part of half the game is just knocking the shit out of the ball.
Swinging as hard
as you
can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so steroids are pretty catered towards it.
Well, think about football.
Football, they just do Adderall.
Well, a lot of players do, but like, they test for that. But think about, like, Lawrence Taylor. Do you know Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah.
I mean, he used to play, like, high on crack.
Yeah, the guy's psycho.
Yeah.
Didn't he also, like, he did something, like, domestic violence or something?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. He used to do crack before games to, like, pump him up.
Yeah, you can, like, that... I don't know. That's almost... I'm not saying it's impressive, but, like... but, like, if you have the balls to do... crack in the locker room, like, go for it. Honestly.
I just mean
that's just funny.
I think that
it's not funny. Never mind. That's wrong.
That's wrong. No, it is. It is.
Yeah.
And I think the NFL is still pretty shady about drugs. I mean, we were talking the last episode about how the NFL is shady. I think that there's probably more cheating in the NFL in terms of steroid usage and in the NBA than there is in baseball. I think baseball had its issue with it. I think it became such a problem with baseball that they've overreacted, if anything, to the issue. Like, if you see how they handle, like, the Hall of Fame and stuff like that.
But you got to put yourself in their shoes. Like, what choice do they have?
Not like, a lot.
I think within 10 years they're going to start allowing all those people who should be in the Hall of Fame, I think, but did steroids. I think they're going to let them in. I think Barry Bonds will be in.
As long as it's decided by the writers, I don't think it... It's not... I don't think so. It's because baseball is America's... They do, I agree. But baseball is America's pastime, you know?
Steroids are America's drug.
It has this long, storied history in America, and it's like, it's still romanticized, I guess, and that's why people took such offense to people cheating. That's why cheating in baseball in particular was such a big deal, such a big issue. True. Where football, it's more recent. Basketball, it's more recent. It's more purely based on athletics. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's true. Someone's coming in here. We got a guest.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing. And I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
All right, we're back. Just a little scare there. Don't worry, we took care of the intruder. The real shame, though, is that we've lost our trains of thought. I think we're just about done anyway. What were we talking about? Like, dinosaurs or something? Like
birds.
Birds. Right. Oh, well, that's a good segue into our next segment, then. Thunderbirds and sports. We're getting right down to the thick of things here. There's actually only two varsity sports remaining. Volleyball season's over. This weekend, we're going to start the basketball playoffs, and they're both at home because both teams were just stellar down the stretch. We have the men's team is starting actually today against UNBC, best of three series. Come down to the War Memorial Gym, cheer on the boys. I'll be there. Hopefully we'll see some swashers, some dunks, some dribbles.
Spanish danglers.
There is a Frenchman on the team. Close enough. The women's team is playing the Regina Basketballers. That's probably what they're called. I don't know what they're called. And that, I believe, is at home, too, because both teams, like I said, had really good records. So you go, girls.
Yeah.
You go, boys. And hopefully we can keep talking about you next week, meaning you win.
Quick question. Serious.
Yeah,
who's your favorite Thunderbird?
My favorite Thunderbird?
Yeah.
The mascot. I don't know his or her name, though.
Okay.
But if you're listening, mascot, you're coming on the show, whether you like it or not.
That's a good, decent answer, I guess.
Yeah. What about yours?
It's Zapdos.
Oh.
It's the best Thunderbird there is.
And I agree. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
The hockey season, the playoffs are also rolling. We're in the semifinals, both men and women. Women are playing Manitoba this weekend. And the men are playing University of Alberta, the top dogs. So let's go puck boys and puck girls.
Yeah, puck 'em.
Let's shoot the goals in the touchdown baskets.
Yeah.
And
swish.
Yeah. If you didn't sort of get the gist of that all, good luck. And you're our favorite team.
Speak for yourself.
Well, who's your favorite Canadian varsity team?
So what's the next thing on the agenda?
The next thing on the agenda is you're going to tell me a story.
Okay. So the story is tomorrow we start Fun Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, today we start Fun Drive in a couple hours.
Oh. Well, shows you what I know.
Yeah.
Shows you when we record.
Well, that's why it's a story. It doesn't have to be true.
Yeah.
Fun Drive. 2 hours away. Huge week for the station.
Massive.
Last year we raised about $35,000, I think.
Damn.
And then we got these cool little boards that allow us to press a lot of buttons and they light up.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of fun.
Yeah, so we're looking for donors, as always. They might even kick us off the station if we don't get them.
Yep.
So
we have been threatened.
So listener, keep that in mind. If you want to donate, actually, we're not supposed to collect donations quite yet, but we'll be on the air again next week for our live fun drive, super cool
Palooza
episode. And yeah, we're doing something quite special for it, actually. We're going to take all the people who donate through our show, and we're going to raffle off two prizes. If you donate, you get a stake in the raffle. And if you, I guess we'll probably scale it to how much you donate.
Yeah, you get a certain amount of raffle tickets or balls or whatever we decide to use.
Yeah, we'll probably do it draft lottery style. We'll do bingo balls.
Yeah.
And the prizes are, can I get a drum roll. An NFL quality football.
Wow.
At 12 PSI. It's a really nice ball. We just bought it. So we're going to raffle it off. And if you donate to our show, you could be the lucky recipient of which. All you have to donate really is $1, and you can get this football. It's actually quite expensive.
Wow, that is maximum value.
I like those odds. And one more prize. I'm not sure if you know this, Sean, but another prize is a date with you.
Wow.
Where are you going to go?
Well, let's see who wins the raffle.
Yeah.
We'll work out the details, you know?
Maybe
we'll work out the deets.
Maybe she'll want to see 50 Shades of Grey in theaters.
Oh, I got a lot of shades.
Yeah. So long, or provided that you haven't actually seen the movie yet, because I know you're so excited.
I mean, I've thought a lot about the movie. I haven't actually seen it. Mm-hmm. I've imagined what it would be like to see it, though. So
when I was in Portland, we went to that famous bookstore, the Powell's Books. And I read the last two chapters.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I was in awe.
What happens? Don't spoil it for the listeners.
I just can't believe they make books like that.
Apparently my mom tried to read it, and she got through like 70 pages, and she was like, no, I can't do this.
That's a pretty good college try, you know? That's 70 pages is definitely good.
She was
good
curious,
enough.
You know, there's all the talk about it. My mom's 62 years old. She read 70 pages, like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, I hear it's just like smut. My mom calls it mommy porn.
It is yeah. Porn for...
But there's actually such thing as mommy porn.
Well...
That's not that... I didn't tell her that.
Yeah, a lot of the movie was filmed at UBC in Vancouver.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. At UBC?
Yeah, apparently.
Could have been my old dorm room.
I could have starred in it.
Yeah, we could have. But we're here instead in Studio B.
Well, you say we.
Living the dream. Yeah. Yeah. So that's Fun Drive. If you're thinking of donating, which, I mean, you should, just listen to those two prizes.
How can you not?
And also, you keep us on the air.
You want that.
Lots of other rad dudes and girls who have shows on the station, and we're really looking forward to the week. It's going to be great.
You just full of sunshine today.
Yeah, and if you want to pledge, keep that in mind. We'll be on next week receiving live phone calls and live donations.
Pledges do get hazed, as is the university way. So.
Yeah, but don't snitch, because they get stitches.
Yeah.
And with that, I'm sure everyone wants us to take one last break.
This is the one. This is the final one.
We'll be back.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10. And they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
And then like that, we were back.
Hey, guys.
So we have a very serious topic to talk about now.
Yeah, remember episode 3 when we were super excited about introducing a mailbag component to the show?
I remember that because I made the email address and I put a lot of time and effort into it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get a Gmail account these days.
You know, it's not easy. You got to know someone.
Mm-hmm. And no one emailed us.
Not a single person.
At this point, we just insult us. That's it. You can email us viruses. We don't even care. We just want something. You know, anything that relates to life. I mean, we're great life coaches
as
well as sports analysts, analyzers. So just hit us up. Sports is fun on at CITR.
On CITR.
Sports is fun on CITR.
At
gmail. gmail.com.
Yeah.
And, at this point, we're just so desperate for any human contact.
Yeah, please.
Please.
It's lonely out here.
And that brings us to the next segment.
Are we talking about the raffle for the date again?
No. Just remember, this guy next to me, you could go on a hot date
desperate
with
for human contact.
Yeah. There you go. That's the recipe for success.
And that's how you get them.
It's time for your consideration. Possibly the best thing we do.
The only thing that I really do.
Do you want to go first, or
no,
should I?
I want to go second.
Okay, so this is what you should consider from me. So this week it was announced that Dancing with the Stars is going to have Michael Sam on it. He's the first openly homosexual football player ever, I guess. I think ever. But anyhow, he's on Dancing with the Stars this summer with an actress or maybe a model. I don't know. I only know sports. I don't know what she does.
We don't know dancing.
So anyhow, give me a sports couple that you would like to see on Dancing with the Stars.
Sports couple.
And how about this? So give me, because they usually pair it up. They wouldn't do like two actors or two athletes at once. So
well, usually it's like a trained dancer with a celebrity.
Yeah, exactly. So give me a male athlete. And then a female celebrity, and then a female athlete with a male celebrity.
Okay, it's a pretty convoluted question. So
it's a pretty convoluted show.
Yeah, it's complex. So for the male athlete,
actually, just give me the male athlete with the woman celebrity,
okay.
And then I'll give the other half.
Well, as tempting as it is to say Tom Brady, you know, it wouldn't be fair to Giselle because, you know. They have something special, and I respect him.
Yeah.
So it's not him.
I mean, this is a dancing show.
Well, you know what it leads to.
It's Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady.
See, you can't have fun with that guy at all.
Exactly. So I guess I would have to go with... Hold on. I'm close. I'm real close.
It's a half-hour show.
I know. I just want to make sure I get this right. Because, you know... It's not worth screwing up. It's not worth going home
and
then thinking about thinking about the mistake I made and then crying on my pillow.
That's
about
true.
It.
You got enough to cry about.
Exactly.
It.
I need to sleep eventually.
Yeah.
Man, this is a good question.
Thank you.
Okay, let's start with the female celebrity.
Let's
go with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Because you know what? I could use more Taylor.
She has good music.
Yeah, you know, I always see clips of her like dancing and during award shows and
That's
stuff.
True.
She goes
good.
In.
She's good.
She goes in.
She'd
All
be
right.
good in the mosh pit.
She would be good.
Are there any mosh pits at her shows? Probably.
I mean, I could maybe.
Yeah. Little Korean girls mosh pit.
What?
Isn't that kind of the majority of her fans? I don't know.
Little Korean
this
girls.
Just
you think little Korean girls are the majority of Taylor Swift?
This is just what my little cousin tells me.
Is your little cousin a little Korean girl? Like I'm. Okay, so Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
all right. For the male athlete, it has to. We need contrast is what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to be Ray Rice.
Okay.
Because he's out of work right now.
That's true. Yeah, and he does need a second chance.
Yeah, no, like honestly, people love Redemption Story.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a playful show.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's a way he could like rebuild his
maybe.
Career. Because if not, he's screwed.
Yeah.
He's never
right
gonna...
now. He's an absolute.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Yeah, no,
and
definitely.
He's been bastardized accordingly.
Oh, exactly. And
yeah.
If not, like, what is he going to do? It's not like he's Aaron Hernandez and murdered someone, you know.
No, I mean, let's not get into that. But let's be honest, he could be good on the dance floor.
He could be.
You never know.
He was
so
a running
Ray
back.
Rice, Taylor Swift.
That's the answer.
That'll never happen.
No, I know. It's not reasonable.
Here's mine. Serena Williams.
No, you're okay.
And Vern Troyer.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. See, that's much better than mine. See, I just wanted a male athlete that you wouldn't expect. You know what I mean? I wanted the contrast.
Yeah.
I
think Serena and Vern would be pretty cool because he's so small. They could do that move where she like pulls him through his legs.
They could do a move where she like
legs.
Turns her back to the audience and like slowly drops him from her waist as if she's giving birth to him.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be neat.
I'd watch that.
As long as they're on rhythm, right?
Yeah.
So what's
my
your
question?
Question? Yeah.
Okay, so you're a professional anything. You're a professional.
F- fireman.
You're a professional fireman. I like that.
All right.
And then you come into the fireman dining hall one day, and I say, "Look, fire buddy, if you take these pills, your hose is gonna shoot way more water than it would otherwise.
Okay.
And you know you're gonna outshine all the other firemen, and you're probably gonna become like the chief of the fire department.
Okay.
But if they ever catch you doing this, you're gonna be out of work as a fireman.
All right.
But if you know, how much would the fire chief have to get paid more than the average fireman for you to consider taking your hose increasing pills?
Okay. Well, considering this is not so much about specifically a fireman's job, I'm not gonna talk about it in terms of a fireman's salary. So I'm gonna give you a number, like not like in dollars, but in magnitude.
That's fine.
All right. So I would need to get paid, assuming that I already make pretty okay money, I need to get paid at least three times.
Three times.
Each year.
Three times
a year. And the risk factor would have to be pretty low. Like, it would have to be a pretty dumb supervisor, I guess.
What if, but like, I mean, like...
I'd do it pretty sneakily.
Well, I mean, you'd have to.
But, yeah, three times as much money.
Three times.
I'm pretty easy, yeah.
Okay.
And you?
So let's say I made like 35-40 grand a year.
No, wait, I was picturing more.
Let's say I get paid. What were you picturing?
Like 80.
80? I think that's on the... Okay, let's say 50. We'll say 50. I got paid 50 grand a year, and there wasn't much chance of me becoming the chief otherwise. Let's say the chief would probably have to make like 150. Yeah, so about three times, I guess. I guess that's a similar mm-hmm. conclusion, yeah.
Well, at that point, there's a lot of 50 grand jobs out there, so I would almost have to make like two times or less times even as much money, because I can just go get a 50 grand job elsewhere.
Yeah.
Unless I just really love to be a firefighter.
Or if your reputation of a hose pillar sticks with you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, that's a nice question. we only got about a minute left here on this, which has been just a wildly great show.
A roller coaster.
We had a guest when we didn't even expect to have a guest.
Yeah.
And really nice chairs today in Studio B.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to wish happy birthday to a couple legends in the sports world. I'll kick it off. Nature Boy Ric Flair, happy 66th. WWE World Heavyweight Champ and one of my personal favorites. WWF, I guess, at the time.
Happy birthday to Park Ji Sung.
Who dat?
South Korean football, kicky ball player. 34. Congratulations.
Ball, right. And let's see. James Worthy, Lakers legend. Happy 54th.
And Andrew Wiggins, Canadian legend in the making. He's a basketball player. He's 20.
He's so young.
You're so young and so good. It's not fair.
Yeah. It's true. He's younger than both of us.
Yeah.
But we'll get there. You know, you just got to get your jumper down.
I've been working on it.
And me, my left-handed layups. But that's about all we have. Just remember, next week, we'll be in the midst of Fun Drive.
We'll be live next week.
It'll be a live show. Get ready for some fundraising.